First Baptist Church of Athens offers daily devotions for the Lenten journey. These are personal stories given by members and come from their personal life and journey in faith. Real people sharing their joys and sorrows, doubts and convictions, fears, hopes, and gratitude. As you make your personal journey and choices during Lent, we hope their insights will bring you inspiration, encouragement, and discovery. The devotion today for day 33 of our Lenten journey is given by Bobby Epting. Allow for the music to free your mind and open your heart to listen for God.
I was honored and humbled to have been invited to offer a Lenten devotional since I'm not actually a member of First Baptist Church, but I am, I guess, an unofficial member of the choir, singing once again with my old, no offense, Tom Granham, choir director from First Presbyterian Church. Yes, I'm one of those, a Presbyterian. But most importantly, I claim to be a Christ follower. After all, Jesus wasn't any denominational Christian. He was Jewish, but he was the Messiah, the Christ. First, a brief prayer. Holy God, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, I give you thanks that you chose me and called me to be yours, and that you have accompanied me and are with me always on my life's journey. Amen. I grew up in Savannah, blessed with church-going parents. I don't know what church they went to before I was born, but they would occasionally say they were recovering Baptist. Go figure. They don't know y'all like I know y'all. If they did, I might have actually become a member here after all. But we went to a small Presbyterian church, and my daddy sang in the choir. He invited my brother and me to join the chancel choir when we were still in junior high. The call to sing and to God's glory was there and then established. In college in Germany, at a two-year University of Maryland program for the children of mostly military families in Europe, I sang in the college choir, but I also started going with my sweet mates to the Catholic Mass. Such was my curiosity, and much was my mother's dismay at my choice. I was actually dismayed a bit, too, since the Mass was still mostly in Latin. Talk about the mysteries of faith. After returning to the United States, I continued my college studies, but I didn't continue attending church regularly. While in Europe, though, I had been charmed by the architectural beauty of the cathedrals and, to some extent, the rituals and the worshipful words and languages I did not know, German, French, as well as Latin. The reverberating sounds in those holy spaces had engulfed me, too, and they became embedded in me. I came to Athens as a graduate student, married, and started a family. We chose First Presbyterian as our home church, an historic and family-friendly congregation. Our oldest son had already been baptized as an infant in a church in Savannah, and 3 years later, as we were planning the baptism of our second son on his first birthday, tragedy struck. A week before the baptism, on March 17th, my daddy had a heart attack and died. He was an elder in the church in Savannah and was planning on wearing his Scottish tartan kilt to participate in the baptism here in Athens. We had had a onesie made for our son in the Farguson tartan plaid to match his grandfather's attire. My daughter's heart was broken, missing my daddy, even as I joyfully dedicated my child to God that day. Life in Athens was exciting and busy, and there was choir for me at First Pres, and I taught Sunday school for a while and helped start a women's Bible study. The teacher, Wanda Wilcox, was brilliant and funny and had left the Southern Baptist when their leadership apparently went awry for her. She and I talked about my increasing quiet call to seek God and a deeper relationship with the divine. For a doctoral class she was taking, she conducted a faith development inventory with me. She rightly assessed that I was on a journey of faith, one established early and developed over time in fits and starts, as many life journeys are. I would later, in seminary myself, take a course from the esteemed professor of theology and human development at Emory University, Dr. James Fowler, whose faith development research was his godly vocational calling. He would quote St. Augustine's affirmation that, "Thou, God, hast made us for thyself, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in thee." Well, that's one good way to frame our life's journeys. We come from God and return to God, dust to dust. So I bravely, foolishly went to seminary in my 50s. It was both a blast and the hardest thing I'd ever done. During seminary, I was blessed to be selected to travel with a cohort of seminarians from several different denominational seminaries, visiting seven countries in the Middle East for 3 weeks. We were led by an Indiana Jones-type academic theologian and Old Testament scholar, Dr. Max Miller at Emory. We were exposed to the many ways God is experienced in the Abrahamic traditions, Jewish, Christian, Muslim, and it was fascinating. My curiosity about worshiping ways has also taken me to other holy lands, places, and spaces, such as Africa, Costa Rica, the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, the Independent Presbyterian Church, the Beloved Community Church, St. Peter's Basilica, Temple Emmanuel, the National Cathedral, the Neonatal Intensive Care Unit at Children's Hospital, Jubilee Partners in Comer, etc. I do love to church hop, and obviously now, First Baptist Athens. And always, there was music. Thanks be to God. To close this Lenten personal journey reflection, I'm reminded of the high, if you will, of climbing Mount Sinai to experience sunrise, and the low of the Garden of Gethsemane, where I realized I, too, would have been one of the sleeping disciples, not being awake to and for Jesus in a critical point in his faith and life's journey. And yet, Christ did fulfill his calling and complete his journey to the cross and back to the Father, saving us from our own stone-cold feet of clay. Christ faithfully lifts us up and gives us hope for today and for tomorrow. God's grace is sufficient. Our sin is forgiven. The Holy Spirit abides in us, and we are loved and never alone. These are God's sure promises at every moment along our personal journeys. Let the following words of Scripture from Colossians 3:16 be both an invitation and a closing prayer. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, and with gratitude in your hearts sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Amen.